As we have been discussing extensively today, Elon Musk has confirmed plans to buy Twitter for the original offer price of $54.20 a share. And this potentially helps to avoid a courtroom fight over one of the most contentious acquisitions in recent history. Here to talk about it some more, we've got Jeff Feeley. He's Bloomberg legal reporter. And Jeff, is this a case of legal expediency? Did the upcoming court case over this not look good for Elon Musk?
It did not look good. I think that Mr. Musk and his lawyers took a look at some of the pretrial rulings in the case. They sniffed the legal winds, and they didn't like the smell. So, you know, many people had predicted that this was going to be the outcome one way or the other. It's very difficult to prove that you can legitimately get out of one of these merger and acquisition deals without some extreme, you know, events happening.
Still in all, some people might say that the board and Twitter shareholders called Elon Musk's bluff and they won.
They did, and it's unusual because Elon has a pretty good track record in court. He was in Delaware last year on another case involving SolarCity, where some of the Tesla investors were unhappy about that, and he was the only director who didn't settle, and he won. So this comes as a little bit of a shock to Elon watchers.
So it looks as if he's going to buy the company now. Let's assume there's not yet another twist to this tale. But what sort of job is he going to have on his hands here? And I'm thinking particularly in terms of staff morale. I mean, in the lead up to this trial, Twitter was spending months framing Elon Musk as capricious and unreliable. Now he's going to be the boss.
Yeah, he spent the same months trashing Twitter on Twitter. So, I mean, it's not exactly a marriage made in heaven. Look, the view that we got of Twitter's internal operations in this case is not a pretty one. So Mr. Musk has some work set out ahead of him to get things organized and get, you know, gets the trains running on time, whatnot. But, you know, again, this is a great time of uncertainty for Twitter employees. And as some people have suggested, there's a lot of resume polishing going on right now.
Yeah, the CEO is most likely, I mean, I suppose would be out as a result of this, right? And
you saw the text back and forth, right, that were released earlier last week where he and the Twitter CEO were just snapping each other's heads off.
So, yeah, Parag Agrawal. So.
Right.
So that's one thing. I wonder, you know, it's kind of interesting that Tesla's share price went up because, you know, obviously for some Tesla shareholders, every minute that Musk spends on Twitter is a minute away from Tesla. I wonder whether or not, and another interesting aspect is that I guess investors believe that this will go through now because they bid the thing up to $52. Oh, we don't know what will happen to the share price afterwards, but can we glean much from these the action of the share prices in both cases?
I am terrible at predicting, you know, how things can be affected like this. I would have thought Twitter's share price would have gone down myself. I mean, I'm sorry, Tesla's share price.
Yeah. And it's curious, too, whether or not the Twitter share price, because of the damage that Paul mentioned, a lot of damage has been done to the brand and to, you know, a lot of executives leaving and everything. After the deal closes, it'll be fun to watch it then, right?
You know, it's a shame that it's come to this because, you know, this is a company that has a lot of promise, always had a lot of promise. And, you know, people are just now uncertain how things are going to go moving forward with Mr. Musk, you know, running the show.
Yeah, and to what degree is he going to be able to effectively run the show? Because Jack Dorsey was asked to leave Twitter. He had two jobs, CEO of Twitter and CEO of Nara Block. Well, Elon Musk has got Tesla, SpaceX, and Twitter. How is this going to work out?
Only time will tell. I mean, Mr. Musk has surprised people before. Boundless amounts of energy, creativity, innovation. I wouldn't bet against the guy, but you know, I'm just an old reporter. I can't see the future.
Well, since we have a little bit of time, Jeff, what are some of the changes that we can expect from Elon Musk that might inject some enthusiasm into Twitter?
Well, again, I suspect that you're going to see a loosening of the regulations or restrictions on people's speech on Twitter. There's been a lot of speculation about allowing former President Trump to return. There's been a lot of concern about the potential damage to democracy by allowing, you know, more of that kind of stuff to be disseminated. I think there's a lot of pull and tug at this point, and we're just going to have to wait and see how it shakes out.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Very interesting. It's a story to watch for sure. Thank you for clarifying much of it for us, Jeff Feely.